Hello and welcome back to the Money Healing Podcast. As you might know, the theme this month, February 2024, is self-love. And this is the third episode in the series. So if you didn't catch episode number one of this month, which I did with my mentor, Marina, and it's all about how to receive money and abundance, check it out after this episode. And episode number two, which is about creating trauma-informed financial self-care practices. And it's been such a cool month so far. And I'm really excited to share this episode with you today. So I'm not really someone who's into Valentine's Day and all that sappy things, but February has a special flavor and meaning for me personally, because on a cold February day 21 or something years ago, I actually entered my very first ever secure relationship in my life. So it was during my first year at university, and I remember how our eyes just locked across the student square, and that was it for me. You know, when you just know, I just knew in that moment when that guy turned around. He is very, very, very tall, and I was sitting on a bench, and he turned around, and all of a sudden, our eyes just locked together, and I just knew instinctively and down there in my sacral chakra that this person was going to be very, very significant to me. And even though now, 20 odd years later, we're no longer in touch. I don't know where he is and what he's doing and how many kids or whatever he has, but I still look back very fondly at our relationship, because he wasn't just this cute guy I dated. He was my first ever secure relationship, and that is very, very important. It was the first time I ever felt unconditionally loved and accepted for who I am. Of course, my parents loved me, but it wasn't that unconditional love and secure attachment that we all need in infancy. Okay, and sometimes we don't receive it in infancy. I'm going to get into that in a bit. And sometimes we receive it later on in life through other people. We receive it in our adult years from other people, and that's fine, you know? So that relationship was truly wonderful, and it made me very, very picky when it came to dating later on and when it came to choosing my friends and all of that. And here's the thing, y'all, being in a secure relationship, whether it's a romantic partnership or a platonic friendship, or even with feeling secure with your coach or, you know, even with your pets, it is very important for your emotional well-being. But you know what else? It is also very important for your financial well-being. Here's the thing, like I said earlier, secure relationships, quote unquote, should start in infancy. You know, ideally, we are born to our caregivers, okay, and we receive that secure attachment from them. That was not the case for me. Studies show that 50% of the population are not so lucky either. 50% of us are either anxiously, avoidantly attached, or we could have a disorganized attachment. Our attachment style or our attachment wound will actually really influence the way that we relate to others, including how we relate to our finances. Money is an amplifier of what you are already experiencing, and it is a reflection of how you relate to other people. This is why this topic is something that I cover in the introductory modules of my program CFA. So as humans, we are wired for connection. We need safe connections to survive and thrive. This is a given. It's not like it's nice to have friends or it's nice to have a secure relationship. No, no, we need it to survive and thrive. We need it from a nervous system level. The safety that I'm referring to here is not just physical safety. I remember one time I told someone, I don't really feel safe. And they're like, do you lock the doors before you go to bed? I'm like, no, that's not the type of safety that I'm referring to here. It's not physical safety. It's psychological safety. And even sometimes spiritual safety, right? And if we don't grow up with a secure attachment to our primary caregivers, safety, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, will be a foreign concept in our psyche and in our nervous system. It's something that our nervous system doesn't know because we didn't grow up with it, okay? Just like when I moved to Australia at age of, 23, and I was given an avocado. I was like, what the hell is this? I was so scared of it. I'm like, what's this mushy green stuff? I love avocados now, but it was a foreign concept to me because I didn't grow up with it. Okay, and of course, we're talking about something way deeper than avocados here, which is psychological safety. So when we don't grow up with it, when we don't have it in our formative years, when it wasn't available as our nervous system was being formed and as our brain was developing, it is going to be something that we will need to outsource and work on cultivating internally when it's not already in our system. So later in life, I found this quality of unconditional love and safety with my partner, and then with my dog, and then with some of my mentors. And now that I know what it actually feels like in my body, because it was modeled for me from the outside, I can now feel it physiologically and psychologically in my nervous system, okay? So because I didn't know it, I had to, I had to receive it from others to understand what it is and then model it for myself. So we don't need to rely on other people to have that, that sense of psychological, emotional safety. But when we don't know it intrinsically because we didn't grow up with it, we didn't have it in our formative years, it needs to be modeled for us. And that's why sometimes our relationship with our coach or therapist or whatever, or our partner, is very important to start creating that familiarity. That thing to make it familiar in your nervous system. Sorry, there are some words in English that really mess up my tongue because I speak French and Arabic as well. So some of these words are really, oh gosh, okay. I'm going to take a deep breath now because I'm just laughing at myself. All right. Okay, I'm back now. So when these things are not familiar in our nervous system, it needs to be modeled to us from the outside. Okay, and this is how I personally created psychological safety in my own nervous system. And you know what? There is a practice that I'm going to teach you how to do later on in this episode that has really, 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 really made such a massive difference in my life. And it hasn't just affected me on an emotional level. It really affected me on a wealth and abundance level as well. That's why I'm so excited to share it with you later on. So this thing that I have also found in my years doing holistic money coaching is that when you start feeling safe in a secure relationship with a human or an animal or with your mentor or coach, and when you start conjuring it up within yourself, you are going to start feeling safe with your finances, okay? But what I keep seeing with my clients and with my audience members is this belief that money will create the safety that they so crave. Okay, they keep, there's this belief going on around in the world where money is going to give us a sense of safety. Okay, but here's the thing, the safety we're talking about is not just physical safety, it's psychological, emotional, and spiritual safety. So what's actually happening here is that they have an unconscious expectation that money is going to be or going to stand in as a proxy for a good parent who should have modeled that safety and security for them in infancy. So money and that feeling of safety that we all want and crave and need to thrive and survive is kind of like a chicken and the egg situation. So money is inherently connected with our sense of survival, but what generally happens is that this belief that safety will come from having a lot of money and maybe even from learning more about money. Okay. So money, yes, it is connected to our sense of survival, but there is, like I said, this belief that safety will come from having a lot of money and will come from learning about money. And my audience members, my clients, when we first start working together, they get really disappointed when money does not fulfill this psychological need. Because here's the thing, money cannot create physiological or psychological or emotional safety. Money can only create financial safety. Financial safety is so important. I am not going to sit here and say, oh, no, it's not important. It is so, so, so important. But it is not the only type of safety that we require to thrive as a species. Of course, we need a roof over our head. Of course, we need our tummies to be full of nutritious, delicious, nourishing food. Of course, we need good shoes on our feet. Of course, we need all the things that money, all the beautiful things that money can buy. But that's not the only thing that we need, okay? We need emotional safety. We need an embodied sense of safety that is built within our nervous system. And here's the kicker. We crave more money to feel safe. But when our internal threat detector, our nervous system, perceives money, the thing that we want, as threat because of our unresolved money wounds, more money will keep us in a triggered survival fight or flight response in our nervous system. So that just adds another layer to the chicken or the egg situation. So what actually comes first? Honestly, from my personal experience, emotional safety comes first. Okay, I'm going to say this again and again and again. I am not discounting the importance of financial security. But do not expect money to provide you with emotional safety. When I realized that emotional safety came before anything, when I, you know, broke free from the belief that money is going to create safety and I decided that safety comes first, I actually... that was the only time I was able to actually break free from scarcity. So scarcity can happen whether, like, I personally suffered from scarcity when my actual like level of funds was low. And also I suffered from scarcity when I had money, when money was okay, but I still believed that I was in scarcity. So both situations are valid and they both feel like shit. Okay, to break free from this cycle of scarcity, we don't need to pretend that we are abundant. We don't need to repeat affirmations. What we have to do is build safety in our nervous system using somatic practices, and the rest will automatically take care of itself. I promise. That's how it worked for me. I have also been witnessing this phenomena with my clients. The majority of the people who come and work with me, they have money, they have a lot of financial knowledge. But the thing is, they usually come and seek my help after they pay off their debt or after they find themselves back in debt because they paid off their debt. You know, like they come and see me because they've paid off their debt, but they're back in debt, or they've increased their income, they're making good money now, but they're either feeling too scared to spend it or they're finding themselves spending more instead of saving more. So that's when they come and see me. So what is actually happening here is that the clients, those who keep finding themselves back in debt, they are buying things to simulate, to create a feeling of safety. Okay. Those that hoard money are also doing the same. They are trying to create or simulate a feeling of safety and security that they are craving. But what they don't know is that they're craving it on a nervous system subconscious level, not on a financial level. So these people self-sabotage, but they don't self-sabotage because they don't have money or they don't have knowledge. They go back to old habits because they are craving a type of safety that cannot be fully satiated by money at a nervous system level. Again, you cannot ask money to be the proxy of a secure parent who should have offered you that safety when you were an infant. Money is only good for financial security, love. It can buy you rent. It can buy you good food. But we cannot expect a piece of paper or a piece of plastic to be a proxy for a secure parent who should have offered you that safety from when you were born. Okay. And that is what I do with my clients. I help them heal their core money wounds and teach them how to create an internal sense of safety and security, which really helps them feel safe enough to open up and receive and hold in abundance. So holistic money coaching isn't just like, oh, here's a budget, here's that. That's a traditional kind of coaching, and there's a time and place for it. And I do teach it in CFA in later modules. So CFA is broken into three phases, and I teach financial strategy and financial systems in phase two, not in phase one, because first we need to create that sense of, you guessed it, safety in the nervous system. Okay, so now I really am so excited to share with you my daily practice. I promised that I will, and I want to. But before that, I really want to mention something. I want to say that, I don't know, I've been talking for maybe 15, 20 minutes, but I just want to say that this is a very huge topic and it can't be covered in 20 minutes, okay? It's just a very, very huge topic. And we actually spend 4 months on this in CFA. CFA, if you don't know, is my 6-month program, Create Fulfilling Abundance. So like I said, it's broken down into three phases. And the second phase is only when we start talking about financial strategy, because our priority is in the first phase, which is about healing, okay? And it's about building an internal secure attachment within you. And that is done through working on your core money wounds and also working with your inner archetypes and releasing repressed emotions, okay? Because that is the thing that's going to open you up to receive and hold in money, wealth, abundance, and all of the good stuff that we all want more of. So building a secure attachment in your nervous system will help you regulate your emotions, and your inner world is going to absolutely change. This is going to build emotional resilience, and it can really prevent impulsive financial decisions that maybe come from heightened emotions such as repressed or unexpressed fear, anxiety, or anger, or even like grief or sadness. Because sometimes when we dig deeper, these are the actual real sources of any financial sabotage, as they put it. Okay, I don't really use the word self-sabotage, but I use it because, you know, it's clear, you know what I mean, right? So a lot of times when we start releasing repressed emotions, we release the impulses that drive any financial impulsivity. Okay, so the solution, my love, is not more money. More money is great, and I want that for me, I want that for you, and I want that for all the world. But you will make and keep more money once you start tending to your inner world. The inner work or your inner world will change your financial landscape. And yeah, like I said, this is what we cover in CFA. And at the time of recording this, it's the middle of February. I do have a handful of spots left available for the March intake. And I've already booked some travel plans for myself throughout the year. So I really don't know. I'm not really sure when I will be opening the doors to CFA again this year. So if you feel this like inclination and curiosity, or maybe even a knowing that CFA is right for you, I really highly recommend that you jump on it. Check out the website, read all about it, and you know, ask me any questions that you have. Like I said, as of now, we do have a few spots available, and we would love to have you if this aligns. So now let us move on to the practice that I do every day. So this practice I like to call activate the magician practice. So in my lingo, in CFA, we use the language of the archetypes, and the magician archetype is the archetype that we want to activate, right? To create that sense of inner safety and security. So this practice, I'm just going to walk you through it because I think that it's very simple, but please don't take simple for easy. Please don't make that mistake because simple is not easy. I'm going to walk you through it now, and it's a nervous system somatic practice, and I do this every morning without fail. I do it as soon as I open my eyes, you know, in that twilight zone when you're like kind of awake, kind of asleep, and it's just amazing. It really is. And what happens is that I start remembering a safe relationship in my life. It can be my relationship with my coach, my relationship with my dog, or maybe I think about a really nice moment that I had with a client or with my partner or with a friend. It doesn't have to be from any recent memory. It could be from decades ago, okay? It could be from anything. It could even be imagined if that's where you're at, all right? Sometimes you can even imagine a place that makes you feel safe. You can imagine yourself on a beach. I sometimes imagine myself in White Sands, which is a national park here in New Mexico. So there's no wrong or right here. What I want is for you to start feeling safe in your body. And you let go of the story. You let go of the source of the safety, because what we want is to tune into it in your body. And you register, you do like a sensory snapshot of this sense of safety in your body. You feel into it, you know, you become curious about it. Like become, I think I heard someone say that online one time, like become like a curious scientist about it. So tapping into that sense of safety, maybe becoming aware of, maybe it feels warm in your body. Maybe it feels tingly. Maybe it feels like big and expansive. Maybe it feels like a cool breeze. Whatever it feels like on the day, because it might change, there's no wrong or right here. Just tap into that and take a sensory snapshot of it. You know, register what it feels like in your mouth, register the smells, the textures, how you feel in your skin. And then as you slowly open your eyes and begin your day, bring that with you throughout your day and check in with that sensation on a regular basis, maybe every other hour. And this little practice is going to do wonders to your nervous system. It's going to do wonders to your inner child healing journey. And it's going to really help you manifest and create wealth and abundance. So give it a go. Let me know your thoughts. I love hearing from you. I haven't said this recently, but I love receiving your emails and your DMs. So thank you so much for those who send them. And if you're curious about CFA, check out the link in the show notes. Maybe even email me first to see if there are any spots that are still available by the time this podcast episode is published. We are opening enrollment for March, which is in a couple of weeks, and I hope to see you there. Love you and leave you. Bye for now.